Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Angela, do you want me to facilitate tonight?
Did I do it last time?
Yes.
And then I'll say yes. You would dial in by myself.
Yeah.
Daniel, that's you?
Yeah, ma'am.
All right, y'all, cut it out, cut it out.
Okay, I'll pick up reading and numbers while we'll wait for others to join in. Number 7, 12. So Nishan, the son of Amadad of the tribe of Judah, brought his gift the first day, inconsistent of the silver platter, weighing 2 pounds in a silver bowl of about 1 pound, both filled with grain, offering of fine flour mixed with oil. He also brought a tiny gold box of incense, which weighed only about 6 ounces. He brought a young bull and ram, a male yearling lamb, as burnt offering, and male goat for a sin offering, and for the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male yearling lambs. The next day, Nethaniah, the son of Zohar, chief of the tribe of Issachar, brought the same gift as well. And on the third day, Eliab, the son of Helam, chief of the tribe of Zebulun, came with the same offerings as well. And on the fourth day, the gifts were presented by Ezar, son of Shedeur, chief of the tribe of Reuben. His gift and offering were the same. And on the fifth day came Shemuel, the son of Zeshada, chief of the tribe of Simeon, came with the same gift. And the next day, the Elasra, son of Duel, chief of the tribe of Gad, he offered the same gift as well. And on the seventh day, Islam and Amihad, chief of the tribe of Ephraim, brought the same gift as well. Jamel, son of Padar, the tribe of Manasseh, came on the eighth day with the same gift. And on the ninth day, Abed, son of Gideon, chief of the tribe of Benjamin, which had the same gift as well. Ezan, the son of Asher, brought the same gift on the tenth day, and he was the tribe of Dan. And Pigah, son of Atron, chief tribe of Asher, he brought the same gift on the 11th day. And on the 12th day, Ezar, son of Enad, the tribe of Naphtali, and he brought the same offering. So beginning the day of the altar was altar. It was dedicated to these gifts from the chief of the tribe for Israel. Their combined offering were as follows: 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 golden trays, 12 bulls, 12 rams, 12 yearling male goats. And for the sin offering, they brought 12 male goats. For the peace offering, 24 young bulls, 60 rams, 60 male goats, 60 male lambs, a year old. When Moses went into the tabernacle to speak with God, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the place of mercy over the ark, the spot between the two cherubim. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Go ahead and do a roll call, Loretta. Nope, you're coming in.
barely hear you.
Okay, let me do a roll call for you. I have Hubert, Daniel.
Yes.
Mom. Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. I think that's it, Loretta.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
Our Father, giving you honor and praise, we seek your guidance to allow words to impact each word every member of the family shares today, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels in your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know you provide the ultimate security, and we know that the warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the prayer line blessing, Angela. We will go down the list. Well, did we have any other callers?
Me too. I don't see any.
Okay, nope. Well, praise God. Praise God. We will start the first part of our meeting off. And first of all, I would like to welcome Sister Shirley back.
Amen. Amen.
And,
amen.
And also at T. Bennett, we would like to welcome you back as well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I will start out the meeting with Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read a portion of Psalm 1 through 6. Say, the word is life. Have you ever met people who have every reason to be depressed and certainly, but who are perpetually joyful and full of life? Their lives seem to consist of an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are in prison, in bodies reversed by disease and destroyed by injury. Others endure family turmoil, economic hardship, personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have suffered misfortune. Yet in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, they seem to be a continual revival with them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of this ultimate victorious living is found in Psalm 1, a life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in the delight of the meditation of the Word of God. Jesus said, "The word I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." In the Word of God, one can find renewed joy, renewed hope, renewed peace, renewal contentment, renewal strength, and a renewal path for life. God's word is a deep well and refrigerator stream. The person whose life is planted like a tree by the stream of water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, find satisfaction in serving others. Lord, grant it that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful and that I may glorify you. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalm. Next I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out the Red Book Prayer. Physical healing paragraph. Miracles of healing are not of old, as some confesses, because God's word says, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The work that I do, you will do. You shall do even greater works than me, according to John 14:12. It does take faith, though. Faith of a mustard seed. Confess God's word with authority and over your body 2 times a day. It will increase your faith, and according to Isaiah 55:11, God's word, the following scripture, will not return to him void. We are to return his word to him by giving it voice. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing in which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. I create the fruit of the lips, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him, according to Isaiah 57:19. Healing scripture list, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Jesus bore my sin in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin, alive unto God. And by his stripes I am healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2:24, Romans 6:11, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness and pain. For God sent his word and healed me. Psalms 107:20. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given your angel charge over me. They keep me in all my ways, and my pathway is life, healing, and health. Psalms 91:10-11, Proverbs 12:28. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. Matthew 8:17, John 6:63. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secrete the proper amount of insulin for life and health. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Growth and tumors have no right to my body. They are a thing of the past, for I am delivered from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13-14. Every organ and tissue of my body function is the perfection that God created it to function. I forbid it not malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. Genesis 1:28-31. Your word is manifested in my body, causing growth to disappear. Authorize this thing of the past. I will make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. Mark 11:23, and Matthew 17:20. Thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beat with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. Proverbs 12:14-14:30. My heartbeat is normal. My heartbeat with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout my body, restoring life and health abundantly. John 17:23, Ephesians 2:22. I command my body to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit my body. I command every cell of my body to be normal in Jesus' name. Romans 5:17, Luke 17:6. I will make a demand on my joints to function properly. There will be no pain or swelling in my joints. My joints refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal function. Proverbs 17:22. You have forgiven all my iniquities. You have healed all my disease. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You have satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagle. Psalms 103:2-5. You have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body, beginning healing and health. John 10:10 and John 6:63. I am redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13. It's flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and death. Mark 11:23, Luke 17:16. My preaching will leave and not come back. Nahum 1:9. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hubert, for that reading out of the red book. Let's see, we have Ekti Dot joined in with us tonight.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, all right. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, let's see here. Auntie Janet. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to share from my devotional by Smith Wigglesworth, The Comfort of the Holy Spirit, taken from John 14:15-31. Jesus knew that he was going away and that if he went away, he was leaving us. It was necessary, it was important that the other come in his place and continue guiding his disciples. I will pray the Father, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. After Jesus ascended to heaven, he asked the Father to send the comforter. It was a needy moment and a needy hour, a necessary time. Because the disciples would be comforting at this, as we still meet today. How could they be comforted? The question is, the Holy Spirit would take the Word of God and reveal it to them. What could help them as much as the Word of the Spirit? For the spirit is breath. It is life. It is a person. It is power. He gives the breath of himself to us to nurture us, which is the nature of himself. How beautiful that when the spirit comes, he should be called the spirit of truth. Oh, if we could only let the truth sink deep down into our hearts today. Some people have wondered what if they were asking or waiting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if an evil power would come instead of, if an evil power would come instead, or if an evil power would possess them while they were waiting for the Holy Spirit. No, 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 this is not true. This will not happen. God is true to his word. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the spirit of truth, the spirit who gives revelation, the spirit who takes the word of Jesus and make them life unto us. In our moment of need, he is our comforter. If we need comforting today, just reach down into our very being and rely upon Holy Spirit to bring us comfort. Thought for today, when the Holy Spirit comes into our bodies, he comes to unveil the King, to assure us of his presence. We don't have to worry or wonder, because the presence of the Lord is with us and will be with us until we leave this world, if we have accepted the gift of the Holy Spirit. May God bless us today with this spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I see Janet out of the devotional from the book of John. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 4.
Where? 11. What book you coming out of?
Matthew 4,
1 through 11.
Matthew 4?
Yes, 1 through 11.
Okay.
Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And after he was finished, the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." When the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hand they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan. But this is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The devil left him, and certain angel came and waited on him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Matthew. Next I go to Daniel. Any news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hello to everybody, and may we be prayed up and blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ to overcome all situations that we face.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, next I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Coming out of Miles Monroe.
You are created to live with God's potential. The source of a resource determines its potential. Potential is determined and released by the demands made on it by its creator, and God is our creator. He established before our birth who we are, how we should act, and why he gave us life, and what we need to live fully and productively. Being apart from him, you would never understand or release your potential because your potential is wrapped up in him. God, your spirit and creator, determines who you are. When you become a Christian, your spirit and God are reconnected. He can now work with you so that you, your behavior can catch up with your nature. Who you've been is not who you are. You weren't acting like God's child, but you are God's child. The message you are in is truly temporary. God created all of us to share his divine nature. We were designed to be holy, good, and forgiving, the characteristics of God's nature, and we share his nature. When we are reconnected on our own spirits with God, we naturally have the power to be all that he is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, from Miles Monroe. Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I will read Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Sister Shirley. Next I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. It said, love the Lord your God. These are the commandments, decree, and the law of the Lord your God. Direct me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing to journey to possess, so that you and your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all of his decree and commandment that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life and be careful to obey so that it may be well with you and that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord the God of his ancestors promise you. Hear, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit up at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as a symbol on your hand and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frame of your house and on your gate. When the Lord your God brings you into a land he swore to his father, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing city you did not build, houses filled with all good things that you did not provide, a well that you did not dig, and a vineyard and olive grove that you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful to do and not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oath in his name. Do not follow other gods, the God of the people around you, for the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Do not put the Lord your God to the test as you did in Marsha. Be sure to keep the commandment of the Lord your God and the stimulation of the decree he has given you. Do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, so that it may go well with you and may go and take over the good land the Lord God has promised all his ancestors, thrusting out all the enemies before you, as the Lord said. In the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of stimulation, decree, the Lord the God has commanded you, tell him, we are slaves in Pharaoh, Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand before our eyes. The Lord sent signs and wonders and great and terrible, and Egypt and Pharaoh with the whole household. But he brought us out from them to bring us to give us the land he has from us. The Lord command us to obey all of these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, that we might always prosper and be kept alive. As it is the case today, if we are careful to obey his law before the Lord our God, as he command us, that will be our righteousness. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out to Betty out of Deuteronomy. Let's see here. That concludes our first round. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless us with health, especially for Sister Shirley, the Franklin family, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Uncle Dave, Uncle Tamp, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Verna family, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Lydian family, Carlos and the Wells family, Rebecca and family, Marilyn and family, Mary Ann and family, the Williams family, John Moore and family, Joseph and family, Lynn and family, Cheryl and family, Derek family, Mr. Q family, Miss Brown and family, the Cody family, the Johnson family, Ruth Edward, Des Kendrick and family, Ness and family, SMA and family, Angel and family, Leonard and family, Reggie and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Simmons family, the Ross family, Ronnie McClure, Donna and family, the Moody family, Cheryl and family, Katrina and family, Dwight, Tawana and family, the Peters family, Jesse and Dorita Verna, Charlie and family, Tony, Eric, Brian, Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you that our heartbeat is normal, that our heartbeat will be with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout our body, restoring life and health. And Father God, we thank you that our blood cells is to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit our body. We command every cell of our body to be normal in Jesus Christ's holy name. For Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll move right on into birthday. Let's see, the week of January 7th through the 13th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
Loretta, Esme Simmons on the 13th.
Esme on the 13th, okay. Okay, that appeared to be the one that we know within this week. So let's see here. Mom, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song, please?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Birthday. Happy birthday. Praise God. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. And now we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or many other Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list, and you can share. If not, just say pass. I would go to Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read one of the songs. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and mercy everlasting, and the truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I just died out of Psalms 100. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers and concern and words of comfort during the passing of my brother.
Amen.
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 And our prayers will continue to be with you and your family, Sister Shirley.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, next I go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, first of all, I'd like to just say happy New Year to each of us. And it's good to be back again with you. I'm still in Orlando, enjoying the cold weather. A band from the Florida and caught up with me here in Orlando. I would like to continue reading from my devotional entitled "The Living Word." Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4. The God word is supernatural in origin, eternal in duration, inexpressible in valor, infinite in scope, regenerative in power, infallible in authority, universal in application, inspired in totality. We should, therefore, read it through, write it down, pray it in, work it out, pass it on. This is the word of God, which will change, transform, and give us life if we so do. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing the Orlando trip and the devotion, the living word. Thank you, Auntie Janet. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
Okay. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read out of Matthew 26, 36 through 46 and say, your will be done. Our will are immensely important to Satan in the world system. He is the prince of enticement. He is the prince of temptation and the surrogate, the will of any individual to masterism. Overeating, subject abuse, and essential, what make people continue to change items when they cannot afford them? What make people engage in substance abuse at the expense of their job? What make people become addicts at the expense of their health? Why would an individual engage in sexual relationship outside the biblical prescript boundary at the risk of sexual transmitted disease and the destruction of one marriage? This world system is designed to be so overbearing and discouraging that one will to live in a holy manner will be bent and broken. But our will are extremely important to God. Two, Jesus demonstrated to us that God our Father has a will for our life. It is not always what we would like to see take place in our lives, but we can be assured that God's will is the best for us. Twice within chapter 26, the Lord chooses prayer by submitting his will to the will of his Father. If we are attentive to the circumstance and to Jesus' prayer during this cruel and serious time in his life, we will find the answer to the anxiety we experience during difficult decisions in our life. God does not force his will upon us, but allow us to maintain the integrity of free will. The choice to submit to the will of God has to be of one own free will. The world attempt to demonstrate and force its will upon humanity through a multitude of ways, but the Lord allows each person to choose his way or the world way. We are allowed to say, your will be done, as we are given grace and strength to choose God's way. And the prayer said, dear Lord, help me to hear your voice and to submit to your will. Through your spirit, strengthen my conviction of purpose that your will become supreme in my life. In this, help me to follow the supreme example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Next, I go to Daniel. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say, may the Falcons keep winning, and hopefully the Bulldogs win tomorrow, and bless them all. Amen.
Okay, so you're rooting for the football team. All right. Amen. Thank you for that, for sharing that with us, Daniel. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a song tonight.
Amen.
It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. A joy to keep I have, a God to glorify, who gave his son my soul to save and fit it for the sky. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's another new year. It is. It is. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Beth. And next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight? I'm sorry, Auntie Carrie.
They know.
Okay, I don't know if she's still with us or not.
Still on the siren.
Are you just a listener tonight, Auntie Carrie?
She must have stepped away, Loretta.
Okay, no problem.
I will check on her after the call.
Okay.
All right, okay. Let's see here. Hubert, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read from Psalms 2, verse 1 through 12. Why do the nation conspire and the people plot in vain? The king of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say. Let's throw off their fetters. The one throne in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath and saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nation your inheritance, the end of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter.
No.
You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned. You rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Amen.
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 Amen. Now, thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see, that concludes the second part of our program. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer?
Yes, Loretta, I would like to say I hope he will have a nice, successful visit at the doctor tomorrow.
Oh, Hubert has his colonoscopy scheduled for tomorrow. So our prayers go out with him. May God be right there with him. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, if anyone else doesn't have anything to share, Angela will come to us with the closing prayer, and everyone would bow their head, please.
Lord, you are our God, and we exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. God is always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that he has planned for us. So let's take his love with us throughout the week in everything we do and everyone that we meet. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You for that closing prayer, Angela. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Remember, God already knows you, so all you need to do is to trust him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to keep God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. And Sister Shirley, our prayers goes out to you and your family for the loss of your brother And we thank you that you came back to join us. We miss you very much.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And, we welcome you back. We miss you as well. Thank you for coming back and joining us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so God loves you all, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. And we love you. Everyone have a blessed
one.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you all.